I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I am so excited to have my next guest here. We have Alina Wang, who is the founder and CEO of ESW Beauty. And ESW Beauty is an amazing, amazing brand that creates vegan and cruelty-free beauty products that mix clean ingredients and good-for-you foods with sustainable and playful packaging. They have beautiful, beautiful packaging for sure. And the products are awesome. I was trying a different one every single night a couple of weeks ago. And I was just like, I could not figure out which one I liked more. So it is absolutely, absolutely a great. So Alina's here with us today. And she created these products after struggling with her own health issues, committed finally to embarking on a cleaner lifestyle, changing much of her diet and food choices. And then she decided to transition to clean skincare products as well, because she really wanted to live this way, full circle, I guess, with everything that she was doing, but was really struggling to find those kind of products that she would actually want in her beauty products. So she decided to create them. A little similar story to many entrepreneurs who finally decide to create something after they couldn't find it. So the plant-based milk sheet mask is one in particular that I love, but also the raw juice sheet mask is awesome and probably the hero product out there. But really, more than anything, I think you've got to hear the backstory that Alina has and try these products too. We'll have all the info in the show notes, but I'm super excited that she agreed to come on. So welcome, Alina.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say, I love everything that you're doing. And, you know, you're such a veteran and someone that I look up to, a woman entrepreneur. So thank you again for inviting me.
Totally. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming on. So before we get into hearing about ESW Beauty and your journey in building it, I'd love to hear more about what you were doing before you decided to embark on creating incredible products, but also a great company.
Sure. So I founded this company when I was 21. So fairly young, I would say. Before that, I went to college. So I was in college when I founded the company, but I actually began working for my mom. She was always an entrepreneur and really someone that inspired me a lot to start this journey. She had a Korean beauty distribution business. And this was back in the day when K-beauty, I would say 2014 to 2019, was all the craze. I worked for her and alongside went to school. And that's really where I learned a lot about business, skincare, the beauty industry in general. And that was how I began.
That's awesome. And so you're the founder and CEO of ESW Beauty. I talked a little bit about some of the products, and but how would you describe the brand to others who aren't familiar with it?
Sure. It is a clean beauty skincare brand inspired by healthy living. We formulate all of our products with our core philosophy. They're all made with non-toxic ingredients. They're vegan, cruelty-free, and always made with sustainable packaging.
And are like, what are some of the different products that you have?
Sure. So we have three main lines right now. Our raw juice sheet masks. Those are sheet masks inspired by different juices, and they each target a different skin concern. So for example, our Green Reset is a really fun one, and it features kale, spinach, broccoli, and apple. And inspired by a fun green juice, we have our soothing tea facial tools. We have our hibiscus white tea rose quartz gua sha and our mint green tea J crystal facial roller. We also have our most recently, we actually launched in October our plant-based milk sheet masks. But very soon this summer, I'm very excited to launch a couple more lines. And I can say they are another skincare category that is very popular and is doing very well. Something I'm personally very inspired by and that I really love. That's not a sheet mask. So definitely growing.
Super, super cool and exciting for you. So can you share a little bit more about your journey and sort of why you decided, I'm going to go and launch this?
Of course. So growing up, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I remember even before this was a TikTok word, when I was 16, I was manifesting. Oh, I want to be a young entrepreneur. I love to create and I love to build. And I think I took a lot of it from working for my mom and watching her entrepreneurial journey and ventures growing up. And I never really knew exactly what I wanted to do. So when I began working for her, I fell in love with skincare and with beauty products, really, studying the different types of packaging and ingredients out there. And around the same time, so this was in college, I really began to struggle with my stomach ulcers. I have had struggles with it since middle school, so it's been many years. But I think with the combination of stress of working for the family business, I was commuting all the time every week from Boston to New Jersey, school. And, I had multiple jobs that I was working at the same time. It got to a point where it was way too much. I also was not taking care of myself, not sleeping well, not eating well. And I realized that I needed to reset my life. I can't just keep, going to the ER and, having these moments where I can't get up and be in this pain. So then I really began to look at my diet, take my lifestyle and take care of myself and kind of revisit all of that. So I eat more whole foods, no more like late night ramen, no more, packaged foods and all natural foods, vegetables, fruits, lean meats. I love juices because sometimes when you eat such a clean diet, it gets very boring. So juices are a fun way to kind of, they're more playful and fun, taste good. And then I love plant-based milk and just different things like smoothie bowls. I fell in love with overnight oats and eating healthier, but, in a fun way. And that was my inspiration and the entire theme of the brand. So combining my love for skincare and knowledge of it, as well as my love and inspiration from my healthy living journey, ESW Beauty was born.
So you had your mom as a role model, it sounds like.
Yes.
And she obviously, when you had questions, it was nice to be able to have her around to ask her opinion. But obviously, she probably didn't have the answers to everything because your journey is a little bit different than hers. What has been the most challenging aspect of starting your own business that maybe something you didn't think about when you were first getting going?
Wow, so many. I think definitely starting very young, I didn't have a lot of work experience behind me, in corporate. So there are some times where I really had to self-learn so many things. I went to a business school and I did learn accounting, but, there's way more than, accounting 101, when it comes to the books. Or even there's so many things that I had to self-learn along the way, from Googling and, from just in-person experience. But I'm very grateful for, my mom, but also meeting a lot of amazing founders who have guided me within the industry. But I think there's just so many technical things that I wish I knew more of before. But every time I had something that I wasn't sure of, I would research it or, reach out to people who I knew who could guide me and mentor me. And that's kind of how I continued the journey.
So you had a lot of people in the beauty industry that you could reach out to. It sounds like you were just mentioning Expo West. Was that a great show for you?
It was incredible. It was one of the best shows that I've been to. So high energy. And I always love attending shows because of you know, many times it's multiple days. So there may be people who have seen our products and tried it before, and they come by our booth and they tell us their love and, you know, they're fans of it. But there are also times when there are a lot of people who are seeing it for the first time. And we always love giving out samples. Day one, we'll have them try it. And they come back day two and hearing the feedback of how it improved their skin, because trade shows are tiring and it helped, you know, soothe and moisturize their skin and make them feel more relaxed, is really what is the best of trade shows. Alongside that, I think meeting a lot of people in the industry and just having a good time. It's always so fun.
Yeah.
I remember this trade show, we filmed so many TikToks. We just had so much fun in the booth. We like had like dances going on and, you know, it's just a great time. I think of it as, you know, a party even sometimes. I think when people see you having fun, they see your brand, they see your booth, they just naturally are drawn to you as well.
That's great. I always tell people our first show was actually our first show for Hint was the fancy food show, and it was in New York. We were so not prepared. I mean, there were so many things we learned after that first show, and we probably had what I realized was one of the worst locations ever and didn't really have, you know, the beautiful booth that we dreamt of having. We had, you know, definitely had, you know, looking around at the other booths, we were like, wow, this is like such a great booth and theirs is bigger and all of these things. But what I realized is that you have to start somewhere. And if you have a great product, it doesn't really matter where you are, and eventually you'll get better at it, right? If
absolutely.
You just as you're starting out, but just starting somewhere, don't wait until you have everything perfect because it won't be perfect. Do you agree with that?
I love that. Definitely. I think same for us when we first started, very first show, Cause and Prof 2019, we had so much to learn. We had a fun booth. You know, I remembered we had a whole juice bar set up. That was the inspiration behind it. It was all the IKEA furniture. And, you know, we didn't know all these, you know, like you need the agency, the contract on staff to be able to help you with a lot of things. You know, we saw all these neighboring booths and they had these beautiful setups. And, you know, I remember we couldn't even have enough time to set up everything. It was just myself and my co-founder. But it was fun. And, you know, through that show, actually a little more about the story. We weren't even completely confirmed to launch the brand until the first trade show. Our story was we took a $25,000 bank loan to create samples and have enough investment for a trade show to fly out from New Jersey to Vegas in the hopes that we would receive a PO. And we did. Great. I'm so grateful. We received a really great Kohl's PO. And that was just from me, you know, talking, pitching the brand and, you know, getting into the middle of the hall, trying to stop buyers and just share my brand as much as possible. And that's really how we confirmed to move on to the next step. So it was really a lot of leap of faith. And just like you mentioned, you know, you can't get it all perfect. You just have to start. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throughout the way, you will learn and things will fall into place.
Yeah, definitely. I have a chapter in my book. You and I were chatting about my book, but I have a chapter in the book that is called Fly the Plane as You're Building It. And
yes.
Not literally, hopefully, but it is so true. You're never going to have it all figured out and you just have to start and try and get it out there and do the best you can. And I think it does work out if it's meant to be, for sure. So you have an incredible product called the plant-based milk mass. So is it actually milk that's in the product?
No, so it's not actually milk. It's inspired by the plant-based milks. But we do include these specific ingredients. So for example, we have almond extract for, you know, our matcha almond milk, and we also have green tea extract. So it's kind of our inspiration behind it and the packaging, but there's no real milk within the product.
Got it. So you don't need to refrigerate it or anything like that. So
you don't have to, but people do like to refrigerate it to have it be a little more chilled. The sheet masks themselves are naturally cooling, but you know, if it's a little more chilled, it's great in the summertime when it's very, you know, warm outside and very hot to be able to have that nice, you know, cooling, extra cooling effect on your skin.
So I love your ESG approach, which is clearly something that Gen Zers, millennials, you know, lots of retailers are looking at today as really mandatory, having some kind of strategy around this. So I think anybody who's launching a product in beauty, but also in lots of other categories, need to have some kind of strategy. And here you are starting your company with it, which is super great. But you launched the first ever compostable sheet mask. Is that right?
Not the first ever one. I don't want to say that, but we are one of the very few brands to have a compostable fabric.
That's amazing.
How that story happened was, we actually launched with a biodegradable fabric, but we had a couple buyers who were giving us feedback, and they have seen, you know, one or two brands before that had the compostable fabric. And so we decided, you know what, I love challenges. I want to do the same. I want to improve my product and make it as sustainable as I can. So I worked with our contract manufacturers in Korea with my co-founder, and we found a Japanese manufacturer that made compostable fabric. And they, you know, cut the mold so it can fit the sheet masks, you know, with the eye holes and, you know, the lip and everything. And that's how we created this line. And we actually tested it ourselves. We bought a really cool at-home composter called Lomi. And we composted, we put in our food scraps along with the sheet mask fabric that was used. And within 4 or 5 hours, it was fully composted into soil. So that was really exciting to be able to see it become full circle.
That's amazing. That will be at your next trade show, right? You'll be able to show that. That's very, very super cool. So how have you gotten the word out about ESW Beauty? I mean, you talked briefly about, you know, sampling, but that I think is always really challenging for people, like just to make people know that they're there, and marketing can be really expensive as well. How have you gotten the word out so far?
Sure. So I would definitely say trade shows. So pre-COVID, and then in the past year and a half, we did a lot of trade shows, meeting buyers and meeting customers organically. Word of mouth was huge as well. And also, I think a lot of times people find our brand, you know, the opposite way, not from social media and then purchasing it. They see it out in the stores. You know, we love partnering with a lot of independent shops like fashion boutiques, juice bars, Pilates studios, spas. They try it, they love it, and then they find us online. Then they follow us on social media. That's oftentimes their journey. But when we are, you know, marketing ourselves, we definitely use a lot of social media. You know, we post on TikTok and Instagram. We love reaching out and sending products to influencers and have them share the products. And, you know, sometimes we like to do in-store pop-ups as well to meet people organically. But I find that when you meet someone or when they find your product in stores, that builds the strongest connection. And from there, you know, they then really love your brand and, you know, are consistently a fan and open to trying your other products and your lines.
So you're speaking to your younger self, a new entrepreneur. What would you warn yourself about that you maybe you didn't know when you were starting your business?
You have to learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, because you will constantly be faced in the room with challenges. Not all are negative. Some of them are opportunities that, you know, you would need to, you know, teach yourself and overcome, but you have to learn how to embrace everything that comes at you and be calm. And, you know, sometimes for me, you know, I let it hit me a little bit if it's something that's very tough, but really immediately get back into it, formulate a clear plan, my next steps, and just take the steps to execute it.
I think that's beautiful. I think it is really challenging because you're, I always describe entrepreneurship as building a puzzle, right? Except you yes. don't have the picture, and you have to be able to keep going and be excited to keep going. But you have to know that at some point you need to give something a rest or go to bed and get back up again the next day and try again, and understand that maybe not everything is going to turn out exactly as you planned, and you have to have faith that there is a way to do something that is not just one way as well. So I think that's along the lines of what you were saying as well. So as a founder and as an entrepreneur, we don't always get credit for like the really hard things. I know for us, when we were producing Hint, everybody told me that you can't produce a product that uses fruit that doesn't have preservatives in it. And I would ask, I didn't come from the CPG and beverage industry, so I would ask why to these manufacturers, and they said, you just can't. And I just kept asking, like,
yes,
nonstop, like, why is that? And no one would have the answer. And I started to think, well, maybe it's just because no one's figured it out. And we as a company actually figured it out and figured out how to produce a product without preservatives in it, which was a really big deal. And it's one that, you know, I'm so proud of, but it's definitely not something that we share with the consumer unless they ask, right? Like it's more of a an industry thing that I'm probably the most proud of. But I'm so curious, is there anything that you've done that people said, oh, you can't do that? There's not going to be able to, I mean, this doesn't make sense. No one's ever done this before. What do you think you're doing, being able to think that you can? I'm so curious.
I think for me, it's really probably a lot of it is my age, like with really minimal experience, also minimal funding as well. Up until this point, we've pretty much been self-funded to be able to bring our brand into retailers. A lot of people did doubt me. Even my mom, actually, in the beginning, she didn't believe it. I told her just one day, this is what I'm going to do. And now I'm very grateful to say we're in 5,000 plus stores across North America. So I think that entire journey was something that, you know, even today, like there's still people who say, wow, like you've made it here, but I don't know how you're going to make it there to the next steps. But I'm someone who loves and welcomes challenges. So I will consistently, you know, work hard to prove to myself. It's not about proving to others that I can do it.
That's awesome. Sometimes the doubters, they do it for reasons of love, right? They don't want you to be hurt. They don't want to see you take risks, all of those things. But ultimately, I find that those, especially coming from somebody that loves you, that's just fuel, right?
Yes.
That's, you know, what all great entrepreneurs realize, I think, later on in life. It's definitely the fuel that they need in order to try and figure it out. So what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs knowing what you know today?
Wow. I think it is, you have to stay calm and you have to be able to know how to emotionally balance the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, because, you know, in one day you can have like 5 highs, 6 lows, some unexpected, some expected, and, you know, knowing how to emotionally stabilize yourself and being able to handle it, because it's not just you, you have a team as well. You want to be able to lead and take care and stay calm for your team and just keep going. And that's what the entire entrepreneurship journey is. That's why it's so hard, because you have to be very emotionally resilient.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Such great advice. So the best advice that you ever received?
I think it's to... Recently, at every stage of my journey, I've received different advice that has been helpful. But I think recently it's really to network and meet people and to, you know, become friends with everyone. Another thing is being nice to everybody. is very important, no matter who they are. I think that's something that everyone is taught, but to really implement that and, you know, meeting people, being kind to everyone. And I think those are the things that right now has been really helpful.
I love it. Well, Alina, thank you so much. This has been such a great interview and so inspiring. And like I said, ESW Beauty, the masks are absolutely terrific. I can't wait for these new products to come out. Everybody's got to be following you to actually see what those are when you're ready to share about them. And we'll have all the info for your company in the show notes. And obviously, on your website, you also have all of the retail partnerships that you have too, where you're selling the products. So thank you and best of luck with everything. And thank you again for all of your inspiration.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my book, Undaunted, which I share my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And thanks everyone for listening. Have a great rest of the week and 2023, and goodbye for now. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.